2023-035-30 in the matter of the application of Rocky Mountain Power for authority to revise rates in Tariff Schedule 98, Renewable Energy Credits Balancing Account. I'm Commissioner David Clark. Seated next to me is Chairman Ron Allen, and seated next to him is Commissioner Thad Lavar. And we would like to begin this morning by taking appearances of council, and then I'll discuss with council how we will proceed. But first, appearances, and if you would introduce any witnesses who you intend to present today, that would be appreciated.
Good morning, commissioners, staff, and parties. I'm Yvonne Hogel, representing Rocky Mountain Power. With me here today in person is Janice Saba, who will be presenting a summary, short summary, in support of the company's application and supporting testimony. On the phone are Bruce Griswold and Joelle Stewart, who are also witnesses in the case and filed witness testimony in the case, and they will be available for questions. Thank you.
I'm Justin Jetter, representing the Utah Division of Public Utilities, and with me is Brenda Salter, technical consultant for the Division of Public Utilities, and she will be the Division of Public Utilities single witness today.
Thank you, Mr. Jetter.
Brent Coleman with the Utah Attorney General's Office, representing the Office of Consumer Services. And with me is Cheryl Murray from the office, and she will be presenting the office's position on the issue today.
Thank you. Is there anyone else physically present who intends to participate? And is there anyone on the phone beyond those who have been introduced who intends to participate in the hearing today? Thank you very much. The schedule in this matter called for the filing of comments by the division and then by all parties, and we've received comments from the division as well as from the office, and those are the only filed comments of which we're aware. If there are any others that we need to consider, now would be the time to speak up. So hearing of none. My understanding of those comments is that they support the approval of the application on an interim basis, or the approval of the rates presented in the application on an interim basis, pending the audit of the division and then the review of that audit by the office. Do I have the procedural setting correct? Is there any additions or corrections that council would make? So we'd propose then to have each party present today present a witness to briefly summarize their position, as you've indicated, and we'll begin with the applicant. So Ms. Hogel, please introduce your witness, and I'll administer the oath.
Thank you, Your Honor. With me here today is Janice Saba, who needs to be sworn in, as well as Bruce Griswold and Joelle Stewart, who also need to be sworn in, as I will be moving for the admission of their respective testimonies. Thank you.
Would you raise your right hand, please? Do you solemnly swear that the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Please proceed, Ms. Hogel.
Okay, thank you. Can you please state your name and your position with Rocky Mountain Power for the record?
My name is Jana Lynn Saba, and I am presently the Manager of Revenue Requirement.
And in that capacity, did you prepare direct testimony and exhibits in support of the company's application?
Yes, I did.
Do you have any changes to your testimony at this time?
No, I do not.
So if I were to ask you the questions in your testimony again here today, would your answers be the same?
Yes, with the exception that I did list in the original testimony my position at the time, and I was a revenue or a project manager, and I'm now since then taken on the role of revenue requirement manager. So that's the only change.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Hearing Officer, I move for the admission of the testimony and exhibits of Ms. Janice Saba into the record.
Any objection? And is there any objection to receiving in evidence the other testimony offered by the applicant in support of the application?
We have no objection.
And nothing from the office.
Okay.
And I have not offered them into the record because there are a couple of corrections that we need to make on the record.
Oh, good. Well, then we'll swear the witnesses. And
okay.
You knew where you were going, Ms. Hogle. I thought I might have a shortcut for us. That's fine. So the testimony and exhibit of Ms. Saba are received in evidence.
Thank you, Your Honor. Would you like me to wait to introduce the other witness's testimony before Ms. Saba proceeds with her summary, or how would you like us to handle that?
Let's proceed with those formalities, and then we'll hear from your witness. So we need to swear Ms. Stewart and Mr. Griswold, is that right?
That is correct.
So can you both hear me? I'm sorry, but if you can hear me, we can't hear you. We're working on something right now. We have a little technical glitch here. If you can hear me, would you please identify yourselves? Okay, it's very faint for us, so please speak up as loudly as you comfortably can. I think we've got our volume at a maximum level. So would you both please raise your right hands as I administer the oath? Do you solemnly swear that the testimony you're about to give shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Ms. Hogle.
Thank you. Mr. Griswold, can you please state your name and place of employment for the record?
Yes, my name is Bruce W. Griswold. I'm employed by Pacific Corp at 825 Northeast Multnomah Street, Portland, Oregon, 97232.
And in that capacity, did you prepare direct testimony and exhibits in support of the company's application?
I did.
And do you have any changes to your testimony that you would like to make at this time?
Yes, I do. On page 2 of my testimony, 28, the word credit is replaced by the word surcharge.
Mr. Griswold, we're not able to hear you well enough to make a record of what you're saying. I wonder if you're on a speakerphone, it would be better, I think, if you spoke directly into a handset, if you can.
Well, I'm on a handset, but let me try something different.
Well, that helped some for us. We hear you better now.
So, yes, I have one correction to make.
Yeah.
It's on page 2 of my direct testimony. It's line 28. The word credit should be struck and replaced with the word surcharge.
And is that your only change, Mr. Griswold?
Yes, it is.
So if I were to ask you here today the same questions that are in your testimony, subject to that change, would your answers be the same?
Yes, they would.
Mr. Hearing Officer, I move for the admission of Mr. Bruce Griswold's direct testimony with exhibits subject to that change into the record.
Any objection? They're received.
Good morning, Ms. Stewart. Can you please state your name and place of employment for the record?
My name is Joelle Stewart. I'm employed by Pacific Corp at 825 Northeast Multnomah, Portland, Oregon, 97232.
And in that capacity, did you prepare direct testimony with accompanying exhibits in support of the company's application in this case?
Yes, I did.
And do you have any changes to your testimony?
I don't have changes to my testimony. I do have changes to one exhibit.
And would that be JS Exhibit 3?
Correct.
Okay, please proceed.
So on JRS-3, the change should read that in the monthly bill section that the following percentage increases apply to the monthly power charges and energy charges rather than decreases.
And with that change, if I were to ask you here today the same questions in your testimony, would your answers be the same?
Yes.
Mr. Hearing Officer, I move for the admission of the direct testimony and exhibits with the change into the record.
Thank you. Did you hear the answer of the witness to the question?
Not the very beginning. I heard the dash, whatever. Do you want to state that again? Do you want me to go back?
JRS-JRS.
Off the record.
Okay.
On the record. The exhibits and testimony received in evidence, if we haven't already covered that.
Thank you, Your Honor. Ms. Saba, do you have a summary that you would like to present to the commission here today?
Yes, I do.
Please proceed.
Good morning, Chairman Allen, Commissioner Clark, and Commissioner LaVar, commission staff, and other interested parties. On March 17, 2014, Rocky Mount Power filed its annual Renewable Energy Credit Balancing Account, also known as the RBA, seeking to recover a deferral balance from customers through its Schedule 98 of approximately $17 million to be collected over a three-year period, equates to approximately $5.7 million per year, with no carrying charges. The deferral amount established in this filing will be collected from Utah customers beginning June 1st, 2014 through May 31st, 2017. Myself, Mr. Bruce Griswold, and Ms. Joelle Stewart filed testimony in support of the company's application describing the calculations in this RBA. My testimony describes the calculation of the deferral amounts and the detailed REC revenue allocated to Utah ratepayers. Mr. Griswold's testimony presents a detailed accounting of the total company REC revenue for calendar year 2013. And Ms. Stewart's testimony addresses the allocation of the RBA among customer classes and the resulting Schedule 98 rates in this case. The $17 million requested in this RBA was calculated in a manner consistent with the previous RBA filings and the methodology set forth in the September 13, 2011 stipulation that resolved docket numbers 10035-14 and 10035-124. The RBA deferral is calculated as the difference between actual REC revenue collected over a calendar year period versus what was set in rates over that same time period with carrying charges applied. In this RBA filing, the deferral period was January 1st, 2013 through December 31st, 2013. At this time, the company respectfully requests the commission approve the company's request to collect $17 million associated with this RBA filing on an interim basis beginning June 1st, 2014. Again, that would be over a three-year period starting June 1st, 2014, pending further review by parties. That concludes my summary. Thank you.
The company's witnesses are available for questions.
Any questions of the witnesses?
I have no questions.
No questions from the office. Thank you.
Thank you. Chair Mellon.
I have a quick question for you. I'm looking at your summary of the accounting, and I probably just skipped over it in the text, but when I see the carrying charges, I didn't see the rate. Is it still 6%?
Let's see. Actually, it would be the last approved debt rate in the company's currently approved case. It's either 5.71 or 5.98. I can't remember. I know it would be consistent with the currently approved case.
That's what I thought. I just wanted to confirm that because I didn't see the actual number. Okay, thank you.
Yes, it is.
Any other questions? Thank you. Then you're excused. Thank you very much for your testimony. Ms. Hogle, anything further?
The company rests. Thank you, Your Honor.
Mr. Jetter.
I'm sorry, Mr. Commissioner. I apologize, and this is probably just me short on the learning curve, but I thought that in the summary there was a statement that there were no carrying charges. Is that so? Now I guess I just want to make sure that if I misunderstood, that I better understand.
I can clarify.
We want you to understand, Mr. Coleman. Ms. Saba, would you address that, please?
Sure, I can. There are carrying charges applied during the deferral period, but there are not carrying charges applied during the collection period. So beginning June 1st, 2014, there would not be any additional carrying charges collected.
Okay, just wanted to make sure that that was clear on the record. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Mr. Jetter.
Thank you. The division would like to call our witness, Brenda Salter, and have her sworn in.
To raise your right hand, please. You solemnly swear that the testimony you're about to give shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Yes.
Thank you.
Ms. Salter, would you please state your name and occupation for the record?
My name is Brenda Salter. I'm a technical consultant with the division.
Thank you. And have you reviewed the application filed by the company as well as the testimony that accompanied that and the accompanying exhibits that were also filed by the company?
I have.
And did you create the document that was filed with the commission labeled the Division of Public Utilities Initial Comments filed on April 28th, 2014?
I did.
And do you have any corrections that you would like to make to that?
I do not.
Does the recommendation and the supporting comments within that document remain the division's position?
It does, yes.
Have you prepared a brief statement of the division's position?
I have.
Would you please go ahead and read that into the record?
The company did a really good job outlining the main points of the filing, so I just have a brief comment. The division has performed a preliminary review of the filing and the corresponding commission orders and has found that, in general, the company has complied with the commission orders and recommends the change in Schedule 98 be approved on an interim basis as outlined in the commission scheduling order dated April 1st, 2014. The division will file its RBA audit report on July 11th, 2014.
And finally, do you believe that it would be just reasonable and in the public interest to add the surcharge requested by the company in the application to customer rates?
I do, yes.
Thank you. At this time, I'd like to move that the initial comments filed by the division be entered in the record. And
thank you. Any objections? They're received.
Thank you. I have no further questions. She's available for cross-examination.
Any questions for Ms. Salter?
Nothing from the office. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Salter. You're excused.
Thanks.
Mr. Coleman.
Thank you. The office would call Ms. Cheryl Murray.
Ms. Murray, would you raise your right hand, please? Do you solemnly swear that the testimony you're about to give shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Ms. Murray, would you state your name and position for the record?
Cheryl Murray, Utility Analyst with the Office of Consumer Services.
Now, on behalf of the office, did you prepare comments that were submitted May 9th, 2014 in this docket?
Yes.
Do you have any changes to those comments that were prepared?
No, I don't.
Do you have a brief summary of the office's two-page comments?
Yes.
Will you please proceed?
Certainly. The Office of Consumer Services is responsible for assessing the impact of utility rate changes and regulatory actions on small commercial and residential customers, and it's in that capacity that we have analyzed Rocky Mountain Power's request to revise rates in Tariff Schedule 98, Renewable Energy Credits Balancing Account. With the assistance of our consultant, we have reviewed the application and testimony of Rocky Mountain Power, discovery responses, and the Division of Public Utilities initial comments that were submitted on April 28th, as well as other relevant documents. On May 9th, we submitted initial comments on the matter, and in those comments, we noted that it is our intent to conduct a more comprehensive analysis following the issuance of the division's audit report expected July 11th. In the office's judgment, allowing the proposed Schedule 98 rate adjustment on an interim basis, pending the division's audit and parties' comments and recommendations, is just and reasonable in result, and we recommend the commission approve it. Concludes my statement.
This time I would move for the admission of the office's May 9th, 2014 comments and make Ms. Murray available for any additional questions from the parties.
Any objections? The comments are received. And any questions for Ms. Murray? Anything further, Mr. Coleman?
Nothing further from the office. Thank you.
Any questions from the commission? Yeah, thank you. Is there anything further to come before the commission today on this matter?
One request, Your Honor. Thank you. The company respectfully requests that the commission issue a bench order in this case, given that there is no opposition to the interim rate increase request. Thank you.
We'll be in recess until 9:30. Thank you very much.